New York ISO, Presence Informational CAFs for Non-Firm Generators, written by Vincent Gabriel, and read by an automated voice. New York ISO has provided a glimpse into the possible capacity accreditation factors for gas generator units that have not guaranteed a supply of fuel for the winter capability period.
The informational capacity accreditation factors, so called by the ISO because they are for informational purposes only, utilizing information available at the time of calculation, for non-firm generators in New York City and Long Island are 91.4 and 97.98%, respectively. Speaking to the Installed Capacity Working Group on July 22, Pallavi Jain, manager of New York ISO's Capacity Accreditation Program, said these relatively high figures were driven by the number of dual-fuel units in those areas. For the upstate, western and northern New York, the non-firm ECAFs were rated at 88.85%. This confused several stakeholders who had assumed that because the fuel constraints assumptions in the state's installed reserve margin do not apply outside of New York City, the city's suburbs and Long Island, that the figures for upstate would be much closer to 100%. Doreen Saya, chair of the natural resource practice at Greenberg Traurig, pointed out that the tariff language FERC approved the week before does not allow for generators in those areas to opt firm at all because they are assumed to be firm.
New York ISO also presented an update to its proposed changes for capacity market parameters ahead of the Champlain-Hudson Power Express entry to the market.
The ISO would run two IRM studies, one assuming the new resource is in service, one assuming it is not. This would create two sets of transmission security limit, or TSL floors, locational capacity requirements, capacity accreditation factors, system translation factors, unforced capacity demand curve parameters, and load-serving entity minimum capacity requirements. Stakeholders had asked that the ISO not use two sets of ICAP market parameters if the resource in question does not enter into the ICAP market during peak summer months.
New York ISO now proposes revising the ICAP parameters only if the resource enters the market prior to November.
If the resource doesn't enter the market during the summer period, the ISO would keep the market parameters from the summer in place for the entire capability year. The advance notice timing remained unchanged after stakeholders requested that the ISO consider incorporating more flexibility into the process.